Today we're talking with Gary Wysocki, an incumbent member of the Santa Rosa City Council, seeking another term. And as an incumbent, Gary, you've got a bit of a track record to run on. So what do you point to as the highlights of your tenure thus far?
My highlights have been an inquisitive mind and questioning of city staff. Done my best to highlight the problems with pension reform and our short-term finances with this economic new deal that we have. I've also brought in revenues with the city in terms of the trash contract and increased economic activity with the Amgen Tour of California. My highlights is a financial perspective.
Taking that financial perspective looking forward, where are the priorities should you succeed in obtaining another term?
Well, the priorities is that we got a temporary sales tax measure that goes away in 6 years. We need to plan for that. That's a $6 million hit to our budget. We still have yet to have meaningful pension reform. We need to address those.
What's your proposal for getting there in terms of pension reform? That seems to be the hot topic with everybody these days.
It really is. Comprehensive pension reform at the state level has to start with our strong advocacy at the League of California Cities. That hasn't been done. Right now, we have situations where individuals can make more in retirement than they made during their lifetime of earning. I'm not interested in taking away a dignified retirement from anybody, but the fact that we don't have a meaningful cap on retirements, that'd be the first step. Most financial professionals will say you need 60 to 70% of your income in retirement, not 100%. Right now, it's being touted as a huge step forward that we went from the highest year earnings to 3 years. Well, Social Security averages over 37 years now. Those reforms need to be done.
One of the other big issues in Santa Rosa this time around is the district election question. Where do you stand on that one?
I stand in favor of Measure Q because we do not have diversity on our city boards and in city council. The facts just belie that. We'll have issues with the California Voters' Rights Act if we don't correct it. It needs to happen. It's better government when we have more people inclusive. One of the things I've tried to do and have done is I've solicited applications from the public at large for my appointees. And people are out there. We have a lot of good folks in Santa Rosa that are willing to step forward and serve. And I've gotten them from all over the city. I have the most diverse record of appointees, and I'm proud of that. But the fact of the matter is it costs up to $50,000 to get an at-large seat in the city right now. That precludes most people from running. District elections would go a long way to getting more representation in our government, which is a good thing.
It's a little bit paradoxical that while the city is seen as being a more homogenous pool of council members from the same quadrant, at the same time, we're looking at a council that has been quite divisive over the past term. Do you see any healing for that in the future? There's been some language about that among some of the candidates. Do you think that's actually going to bear out in another term of governing?
I hope so. It's something I've always strove to do. I've worked across the aisle with Councilman Orr's on the Howarth Park parking. I opposed that. Councilman Bartley on the semi-automatic weapons display that was inappropriate in a community event. It's you got to want to do it. You can't just make it up 6 weeks prior to the election. I've done it from day one to try and reach across. I've even worked with Marin County on Sonoma County Transportation Authority to increase the smart operating segment. So it's kind of like the National Republicans. You can talk about it all you want, but it's actions, not words. So we can get there.
In our last little bit of time, what do you see happening in downtown in another 4 years?
Well, what I don't see happening if I get reelected and I have sympathetic council members is I won't allow taco trucks to come in and take away business from our local restaurateurs that pay their taxes. I'd like to see Courthouse Square reunified with the new project Museum of the Square, make that a people spot, make that a destination. We'll do just fine. Right now, Santa Rosa draws in more than the surrounding communities. It's not all doom and gloom. We've got a good, vibrant town. Let's build on it.
Gary Wysocki, seeking another term on the Santa Rosa City Council this November. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB News.